Hello, everybody. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sarah, and welcome to The Crime Times,
a show where we talk about everything and anything to do with crime.
This week is very sad, so here's a backstory.
Yeah, this one's not going to be an easy one, so I guess a little bit of preface. Sarah and I both attend Seneca College.
This is where we are at this very moment right now recording this.
Yes, we are in Seneca right now. This podcast is mainly posted to the Seneca Journalism website. So, after what happened exactly a week ago today on April 7th, we felt it was only right to do a podcast and post this on the Seneca website.
We want to shed light on this terrible incident that happened a week ago to a fellow Seneca student,
Kartik Vasudev. Kartik Vasudev was an international student from India, and on April 7th in broad daylight, he was fatally shot outside of Sherborne Station.
He was also a first-year student, too.
So Kartik was a first-year Seneca student in business.
He earned his Bachelor of Business Administration degree in India, and he started a part-time job in the city, and he was also here studying marketing management at Seneca College's York campus, which is where we are right now.
So, yeah, we are currently on the Seneca College York campus right now. As Sarah said, we, as journalism students, came to the York campus. This is where we had our schooling, so it's a little, you know, closer to home. We were walking the same halls.
That's why we kind of wanted to hop on this and do this as soon as we can, so we can shed light and spread awareness on gun violence. And we also just wanted to talk a bit about Kartik and who the kind of person he was. We interviewed his brother, Parth, as well as
we also interviewed our president of Seneca, David Agnew, who was a pleasure to speak to. We did reach out to the homicide department. We will share with you what they told us as well later on. And above this is actually going to be a full-on article. So technically, this isn't so much of a podcast, this episode, as it is an interview with Kartik's brother, Parth Vasudev.
You won't hear much from us. You're going to hear more from them. We're just here to say hello. We wanted to tell you a bit about what we're talking about, and now we're going to let the interview speak for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So another thing to preface before we start is that a man named Richard Jonathan Edwin, a 39-year-old from Toronto, so the same man who killed Kartik on April 7th, 2 days later, allegedly shot and killed a 35-year-old named Elijah Elazer Mahabeth near Dundas and George Streets. He was later pronounced dead in the hospital.
There is a funeral held Wednesday for Kartik at the Lotus Funeral and Cremation Center in Etobicoke, where many gathered. And there was also a Zoom funeral for the same one with many students from Seneca attending as well.
Faculty, about 200 people joined. So another thing to kind of highlight is that Seneca has done, or at least has tried to done, a lot to kind of show that we understand and we stand by that this was a horrible thing that should have never happened and that Kartik was a good man and he was so young. Anyways, we will go to his brother, Parth Vasudev, now. Just want to highlight that we did do a Zoom call. His brother is in India, so it's not the 100% best thing. There are a little bit of cutouts there. We try our best. But yeah, that's it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And, we'll see you after Parth's interview.
Yes.
Our first question is, how would you describe your brother? Was he happy in Canada?
Yeah, he's really happy. I can't even tell you in words that I always used to tell him that when you are happy now, your face will glow. He's such an innocent kid. I can't even tell you how happy he was with his life. He just bought his new phone with his first paycheck. He's very happy.
Was he enjoying Seneca and his education experience?
Yeah. He's really enjoying it. It's also, he's doing assignments late night also. Mainly, he was enjoying his life in Canada.
What were his career goals?
He just want to have a good lifestyle, just roam around, travel the world, see everything, capture every moment. His hobby is photography and videography. He always used to capture everything, like every single thing.
Would he send you pictures back home?
Yeah. Every day. He even tell me what he was having for breakfast, lunch, dinner, everything. He always used to send mama, papa, and my mom, dad, me photos that what he was having, what he was wearing, everything.
What was the last thing you spoke about?
He talked to my mom that I'm leaving for my job. That was the last thing he told my mom.
And how did you find out about the tragic event?
I was just shocked. I'm still in shock that how can a person just roaming around having a gun in their hand and just killing the people roaming around this and killing innocent people. How can someone do that?
And we saw the protest that you had outside of his school.
Yeah.
How did that go?
He's such an innocent. Thousands of people gathered for him because he has such a beautiful soul here. He's such an innocent child. I can't even call him a man. He's a child. He's studying in a fucking college. How can someone just shoot him like that? Everyone, he's a very blessed child, loving child. Everyone love him. That's why thousands of people gathered for him, for his justice. And even in Canada, at the Nathan Square, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it the name properly, but thousands of people gathered in Canada also for his justice. The whole college came for him.
Yep, and about 200 people or more joined on Zoom as well, I believe. Was it 200?
200.
200.
Yeah.
How did it feel to have this protest to be done for your brother to get justice? How did that make you feel?
I am just proud for him, how beautiful soul he had. I just want justice for my Karthik, justice for my brother. The justice of Karthik is not that the person who killed him just arrested. And the justice of Karthik, I will tell you what is justice for Karthik. Justice for Karthik is that person who killed him needs to get the punishment he should get for killing two innocent people within 3 days.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that then? How do you feel about the police saying that it was random?
I don't think it's random act of violence. How can someone randomly kill two innocent people just from one? My brother is going for his job, and the second person who got killed is bringing groceries for their home. I don't know. We can just do guesses. What is that? Why he killed him? Only police can tell us what is the right thing that why he killed him. We can just make guesses.
We've seen your requests for Justin Trudeau to do more about gun violence in Canada. What requests do you have for him to do?
just want to stop these things. Like, how can someone just have a gun in their hand and kill an innocent child in the subway station? Like, how? Just yeah. need the answer how, why he killed him.
Is there anything you would like to say to Seneca or the city of Toronto?
Yeah, I just want, we can't bring him back. So I just want, we can get only justice for him. I just want justice for my brother. That's all I want.
What is the one thing you want everyone to know about your brother?
He's a very innocent boy. Like, he's a very loving, he always, everyone loves him. Like, I can't even tell you, people, the just can't even like express in words how beautiful soul he had. Such an amazing person. I love my brother.
We want to offer our condolences. It was extremely tragic what happened to your brother. It was not right. And we are sorry that Toronto and Canada was ever reflected to you in this way, because most of us here.
He always used to tell me that Canada, I always used to ask him that, did you really want to go to Canada? He always used to tell me that, yes, but Canada is a very safe country and it comes in the number one or two countries to live in, to have a better lifestyle.
So what was he hoping to do in Canada? Was it to get a better lifestyle?
Yeah. So like to roam around there, travel. He wanted to go to Banff also. He just loved to travel.
That's amazing to hear that he loved to travel, and that's something that he just wanted to do, because that's just, it shows what kind of person he is, a free spirit.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we just want to pass on our condolences one more time to you and your family, and we hope that you can heal from this terrible tragedy.
We also really appreciate you talking to us as well and giving us your time.
No problem.
We wanted to thank Parth Vasudev so much for being here for our interview.
Our condolences to him and his family again. We told them that a bunch of times after the interview, but we would just like to pass them on again.
I could never know what this feels like. I never want to know what this feels like. Our thoughts are with them. Mine have been with them for so long now. And we just hope that we can get proper justice for Kartik and all of this. And on behalf of Seneca as well, we are so sorry that something like this had to happen to your family and your brother.
I'm just going to very quickly share what Jeff Ailington from the Toronto Homicide Squad shared with us. He said that it's great that we're running this podcast, but unfortunately, because the case is before the court, the police will not be commenting any further. So as we know, the police charged Richard Jonathan Edwin, and that is all we know.
Yeah, he's been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder. And to preface, we emailed the department. They emailed us back. So what Sarah just read was an email back for them. Unfortunately, we didn't get to do like an audio call or anything like that. But at least we got something.
Yeah.
Another thing, again, a huge thank you to everybody who took their time to do this interview. I know it's probably not easy on his brother too. Have to keep reliving this and have to keep doing this. And he's probably getting asked the same questions. And he may have been asked the same questions today, but personally, we wanted to hear it from his mouth. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to read this or hear from anybody else. I wanted to hear about his brother, how he was, who he was, and how Parth and the rest of his family felt from his own words.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy that we got to do that. I'm grateful that we got to do that. I'm sad that we had to do it under these circumstances. an article more in depth about just the events and everything that happened. A few quotes here and there will be posted above this. We just wanted to do this to showcase the full interview. And thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Next week is our last episode. So that's interesting.
We'll see you then.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.